This is our podcast for Volunteer Owensboro and Foreman Watson Holtry, talking to folks in our community with a lot of nonprofit organizations to let you know what they do. And we've got a big one today, an organization that covers a lot here in our community. Misty Thomas here with me from the American Red Cross. Hello, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me today.
Well, give me an idea here, because there's so many things. When I think about Red Cross, I think of floods, I think of fires, I think of any kind of disasters, and you all are right there.
That's right. So we actually have four active lines of service in Western Kentucky, and disaster response is one that we are very active in on a daily basis. You know, our biggest disaster that American Red Cross responds to nationally is a home fire. And we are responding to home fires every day right here in Davis County and our surrounding counties. The Western Kentucky chapter actually covers 25 counties in Southern Illinois and Kentucky. So we are very active in any type of man-made or natural disaster.
Just amazing. A lot of times I'll read a news story about a disaster, somebody's house burned down. What do I see in the article? Almost every time, the American Red Cross has come in to help this family.
You know, we want to be there to be that first connection in the nonprofit world for those families. We want to offer them a resource to make for sure that we are fulfilling our role in disaster response, and that's to make for sure that people have their basic needs met. Shelter, safe shelter, food, water, and then that financial resource will give them the ability to go out and begin to make other recovery purchases. If they lost their clothes or their medicines or other things, those immediate needs that they would have had lost in the disaster, we want to give them the ability to start replacing those.
Now, do you all have other organizations that you depend on to help you all out with your mission?
Yes. So what we love is to work with all of our community partners, all of our other nonprofits, because once we fulfill our role, then there are other nonprofits that are going to help fill the gap that maybe we don't. So we will connect them with local clothes closets so they can begin to fulfill more than just a couple of outfits from their basic immediate need. Food banks, other resources. If it's someone who's uninsured or underinsured, we have a great resource catalog. We work closely with those nonprofits. So I always say that it takes all of us to paint the picture of recovery for a family who's suffered in a disaster.
One thing I also think about when I think of Red Cross is I think about blood. I think about when there's a need for blood. I know we have a lot of organizations around who get blood donations for the very same causes, but you all are kind of involved with that too, right?
We do have a biomed side. So we collect 40% of the nation's blood, and it is our heart to make for sure that when people need blood, it's there on the shelves. So we are always encouraging people to roll up a sleeve. You can save up to 3 lives by donating blood. And it's just a very heroic thing to do, because blood cannot be synthetically made.
Right.
And blood is also used for cancer treatments and sickle cell patients. So it's an incredible thing. It's a gift of life that you can give when you donate blood.
Well, let's talk support. How do you all do what you do? Because it's got to take money. It's got to take funding.
It does. You know, we also support our armed forces through our services to the armed forces, our military. And then we also teach community preparedness, teaching people to be prepared for disasters. So we have volunteers in all 4 of those lines of service. And we are 90% volunteer-based. We are a volunteer-led organization. So there is something for everyone. When you see these big disasters happen, we have a lot of local volunteers right here out of Owensboro who travel into those impacted areas. They were in Alaska. They were in Maui. They were in Florida last year helping with some of those huge disasters. And it's a great opportunity. Or you can stay local and help us respond to home fires. Teach preparedness classes. Volunteer at blood drives. There's a lot of opportunity. If you have a heart for the military, come volunteer for us. Also, fundraising. So go to redcross.org. We have a great quiz. Click on the volunteer tab. Short quiz that will align your interest, your skill sets with our volunteer opportunities. You can also donate financially to us to support what we're doing, and we appreciate that greatly.
And it's the one thing, you know, to financially donate, but when I see what you all do there at the Red Cross, donating can also mean donating your time. And when it comes to volunteering, because like you say, you're depending on a lot of people to get a lot of things done. So even volunteering, even if you can't donate a lot of money, hey, that's okay. okay, donate your time to the Red Cross because they need you.
You are absolutely right. And I always say that I may be the only person to ask for your time, your talent, your treasure, and your blood.
Yeah.
I want all four of those because that helps Red Cross move forward in our life-saving mission across the nation. So there's a lot of opportunity to be involved. But what I want to say is get prepared, become a volunteer, and I hope you never have to do CPR on someone. I hope you never have to respond to a home fire because that is someone's worst day. But I'd love to prepare you to be able to be that person in case they need you.
Well, thank you, Misty. We always love to hear about what you are doing there at the American Red Cross chapter for Western Kentucky. And we certainly wish you all the best as you continue that mission.
Thank you so much for having us and sharing this April during Volunteer Month.
That's right. Volunteer Month is going on. Again, thank you, Volunteer Owensboro and Foreman Watson Holter, bringing us our podcast all this month. Matter of fact, we do them every month here from Cromwell Media.